A word for you from Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Therefore, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We've been looking in this six-part series at the wisdom that God wants us to notice in His creatures. We've been looking at Proverbs 30, where He calls to our attention four types of creatures: the ants, the badgers, the locusts, the spiders, who each have their own instinct, and who show, though they are weak, the strength of God, the wisdom, the beauty of the Lord. We cannot, though, but look at the direct verse where Jesus Himself says, "Now be as wise as serpents." It might seem strange that God uses creatures that are uncomely, not attractive. Most people, of course, don't like snakes or spiders, as is referred to in Proverbs 30, that we even need to learn from the spider. But snakes, surely. After all, it was the serpent that deceived Adam and Eve. And in the book of Revelations, it speaks about the serpent being thrown into hell. Well, it just shows that God sometimes wants us to look at just one or two characteristics which we can learn from. And the Lord is saying, be as wise as the serpent. In Genesis, where it speaks about the serpent there, it speaks about the cunning. Now, cunning is not what we call to be, because that speaks of an evil wisdom, a craftiness that is not of God. But wisdom that is of God has nevertheless something of the serpent. We are to observe that it is wise, and not to be the opposite of what the Lord said, because some Christians end up being as wise as doves and as harmless as serpents, just the opposite. But the serpent is of great importance throughout the whole Bible. After all, wasn't it the serpent, the bronze serpent, that had to be lifted up because the people had been bitten by serpents after they had sinned so grievously against God? But only looking at that which was lifted up, and when their eyes beheld it, they were healed. And the same with the Lord Jesus. He says, unless the Son be lifted up, unless I be lifted up, there is no chance of your healing. In other words, He is referring to the crucifixion, to the fact that He is glorified, that we look to Him. He is the one who became like a serpent in the sense that He took all the poison that we have into Himself, all our sin, and we can look to Him for salvation.